Les amis, bienvenue. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Salut.
In this newbie lesson, we're going to learn how to go up to Parisians or any French people and ask them to take our picture for us.
Yeah, so important. So great stuff today.
Especially if you're a tourist.
On vacation.
Now let's get right into the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a woman. She's on vacation.
Right, in Paris.
In front of the Eiffel Tower. And she can't leave Paris without a picture of herself in front of the Eiffel Tower, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let's put a frame somewhere.
She's on the place called the Trocadéro.
Which is like right across from Eiffel Tower.
That's it, yeah.
Perfect place to take pictures.
Loads of tourists.
Now let's get right to the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything that we can tell the listeners to make this first time they hear the dialogue a little bit easier to understand?
Vous pouvez prendre une photo?
Can you take a picture?
Right.
Can you say it one more time?
Vous pouvez prendre une photo.
Vous pouvez prendre une photo. Now that might sound a little bit long, but don't worry, because after the dialogue, we're going to come and tell you all the parts of it.
Yeah.
So here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. Vous êtes prête?
Attendez. C'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé! Hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. Vous êtes prête?
Attendez. C'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé! Hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Dialogue, third time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. Vous êtes prête?
Attendez. C'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé! Hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Here's the translation.
Excusez-moi? Vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Excuse me, can you please take a picture?
Excusez-moi? Vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Excuse me, can you please take my picture?
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît? Oui. Vous êtes prête?
Yes. Are you ready?
Oui. Vous êtes prête?
Sure. Are you ready?
Oui. Vous êtes prête? Attendez. C'est bon.
Wait. Okay, it's good.
Attendez. C'est bon.
Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
Attendez. C'est bon. Un, deux...
One, two...
Un, deux...
One, two...
Un, deux... Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites? Ah la 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 la, I think she's never gonna have a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower taken.
It doesn't sound like it.
Maybe she runs very fast, otherwise she's gonna have to buy another one,
yeah.
I think.
No, so we got a lot of words in this one today. Let's get right to it. Let's start with the first sentence, which is what we talked about earlier.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît.
All right, now first of all, everything in this dialogue, we have a lot of vous. It's all the vous form. Because they're strangers. So
stranger.
It's a formal situation.
Yeah.
So he's the formal vous.
On top of that, you're asking for a favor. So
even more reason to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
There's another way to say you that we'll learn a different time. Today, we're going to do the vous. So first of all, we have excusez-moi is the vous way to say excuse me.
Yeah, excusez-moi.
So let's take the sentence.
Vous pouvez prendre une photo.
Let's take the first part.
Vous pouvez.
Okay, so pouvez, that's the verb pouvoir.
Yeah.
And it means can, to be able to.
Mm-hmm. You can. Vous pouvez.
Now this next part.
Prendre une photo.
All right, so photo, easy. And that's a feminine noun, so
right.
We say une.
That's right.
And what's the verb?
Prendre.
To take.
Prendre une photo.
So the whole sentence.
Vous pouvez prendre une photo?
Can you take a picture? Now that's a statement. If you raise your tone at the end, it becomes a question, right?
That's it.
So say it like a question.
Vous pouvez prendre une photo?
Now when you're taking a woman's picture, it's always good to make sure that they're ready.
Vous êtes prête? Yeah, the guy seems to be nice, so he asks, vous êtes prête?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which part of that is ready?
Prête.
Prête.
Yeah.
Now you are.
Vous êtes.
Okay. Now it's the verb être. Vous êtes is the way you say you, the informal you are.
That's correct.
So the whole phrase.
Vous êtes prête?
Is she?
No, she's not. She says, attendez.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
That's a good expression. You'll say that a lot. Attendez. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Probably has to make a makeup or I don't know, something like that.
And that's the verb attendre, which is to wait or to wait for something. So she gets herself all ready, fixes her hair a little bit, makes sure she doesn't have any lipstick on her teeth.
And then, c'est bon.
It's good. So that expression, c'est bon, literally means it's good.
Yeah, but...
It kind of means, okay, it's ready.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say one more time?
C'est bon.
So the guy is counting, and all of a sudden, obviously, he runs away with your camera. Okay, so how do you say hey?
Hey!
No, it's in French.
Oh, sorry. Hey!
So pretty easy.
Yeah.
So what does she ask him?
Qu'est-ce que vous faites?
What the heck are you doing?
Exactly.
So let's take the end of that. We have another vous verb. We learned a lot of verbs today. This is our last one.
Vous faites.
Now that's the verb faire. The beautiful word faire that you're going to hear all the time means to do. It's used in a lot of expressions. This is going to come up a lot. So the vous form of faire is what?
Vous faites.
Okay, now what if you wanted to say what are you doing?
Qu'est-ce que vous faites?
You add that qu'est-ce que at the beginning. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue three more times.
Attendez. Okay, c'est bon.
Dialogue first time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, vous êtes prête?
Attendez, c'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Dialogue, second time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, vous êtes prête?
Attendez, c'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Dialogue, third time.
Excusez-moi, vous pouvez prendre une photo, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, vous êtes prête?
Attendez, c'est bon.
Un, deux...
Hé, hey, qu'est-ce que vous faites?
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, I'd like to stress the fact it is a positive podcast about Paris as well. Everything's going to be fine when you go there.
Yeah, so this isn't really likely to happen.
No, you were there, Erika. Did you get your camera stolen?
No, I didn't, and I think it would be really rare.
Did you feel a little bit unsafe?
No, not at all. And I think we added that just so it'd be a little bit more interesting dialogue. But don't worry. This place, though, maybe if it were to happen, might be here. That's why we put it here, at Trocadéro.
Exactly. It's because there's just lots of tourists.
And it's partly because that's where people go to see the Eiffel Tower, so people aren't paying attention to their stuff. It's a good pickpocket place.
Yeah.
So if you go there, be careful, but...
Don't let yourself too amazed by the beauty of the Eiffel Tower. Just still keep an eye on your belongings, maybe.
Let's talk a little bit about the grammar, because we had a lot of verbs we learned today.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them. We learned all the vous forms of verbs. So what was the first one we learned?
Vous pouvez.
Which is you can.
Yeah.
You can. And then we also learned to say you do.
Vous faites.
And then finally, you are.
Vous êtes.
Now, if you hear the first two, we say vous, but the last one you said vous êtes.
Right, there's a liaison there. Yeah.
Because normally the S is silent, but here we pronounce it like a Z because it comes before a word that has a vowel.
That's correct.
Now, that's kind of technical. Don't worry too much about it. Just try to repeat it the way you hear it.
Shall we say it again? Vous pouvez. Vous faites. Vous êtes.
Okay. We also learned some commands for the VU form. We learned how to say excuse me.
Excusez-moi.
And then we learned how to say wait.
Attendez.
And then we learned the VU form of please.
S'il vous plaît.
So all that's really good stuff, especially when you're in public and you need to be polite, you use the formal vous form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know in today's podcast, we had kind of a lot of stuff. It's important if you're a newbie, and especially if this is your first language learning, don't expect that after this podcast that everything inside of it you should be able to fluently master and understand and be able to speak on your own this first time. In fact, you might forget a lot of it, and that's totally okay.
Yeah, sure.
You're not expected to remember everything the first time, right?
Because all these words are really high frequency.
So they're going to come up again and again.
That's right. Yeah.
In the podcast. So just you're more likely to probably retain it the next time you hear it because it's not new to you. There were words in French I had to learn several times before I really remembered them. And there were some I learned the very first time.
That's cool. Maybe our listeners are going to do the same.
Right. So you probably will. So don't put any unnecessary pressure. One thing that hopefully you did learn today, though, is how you ask somebody, can you take my picture?
Vous pouvez prendre une photo.
Now, if you want to go to FrenchPod.com, we have some other tools for you to use if you want to do some more study with us. Even if you spend a few minutes, you'll probably retain more and go faster.
Sure, a couple of exercises.
So I say we go. Vous êtes prêts?
Oui, c'est bon.
Okay, au revoir.